The mystery of the eerie events that took place in an otherwise ordinary house in Malouse, France, continues to baffle the experts to this day. They began in 1977, and the occupants, a couple named Carla and Thierry, were so disturbed that they called for professional help in the shape of physicist Dr. Fleur. As soon as he had set up his equipment to investigate the strange extremes in temperature that had been occurring there, his instruments behaved in ways that he was completely unprepared for. The temperature recorder showed inexplicable activity in the house, giving remarkable readings that were not technically possible, yet he could find no fault with the equipment. He called in Professor Hans Bender of the Freiburg Institute of Paranormal Research, who began to conduct tests involving, amongst other things, glass tilting, a method which was successful in establishing communication with a spirit that called itself Henri. Next came the discovery of unusual markings, found in an equally unusual way. Having established that it was Carla who was the focus of the poltergeist activity, they called in a hypnotist who claimed that he had received a message via Carla to look to her bed. Underneath, they discovered two symbols drawn on the floor, similar to some that had mysteriously appeared on her legs some days earlier. Later, the floor in the cellar became strangely active. Much to everyone's amazement, the ground level inexplicably rose so that 8 inches of soil had to be dug out before the door could be opened. This followed the eerie appearance of a dark figure in their apartment and preceded Carla falling into a sudden trance. Then the mysterious symbols made a spectacular reappearance. As Thierry grabbed his camera to photograph Carla, he became aware that the film he had inserted earlier was no longer there. He opened the camera, and there inside was a piece of folded paper. This proved to be one fright too many, and both Carla and Thierry fled to Antilles with no regrets at leaving their poltergeist behind them, or so they hoped.